with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate has passed the president's tax and spending bill by the barest of margins, 51-50. The legislation needed Vice President J.D. Vance's tie-breaking vote. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it took a long time to get President Trump's priority across the finish line.
And now we're here, passing legislation that will permanently extend tax relief for hardworking Americans. Mr. President, that will spur economic growth and more jobs and opportunities for American workers. That will rebuild our military, secure our borders, unleash American energy.
The bill now heads back to the House for further revisions. Jimmy Swaggart, the televangelist whose multi-million dollar ministry was crippled by his encounters with prostitutes, has died. He was 90. His death was announced Tuesday. The Louisiana native was best known for being a captivating Pentecostal preacher with a massive following before being caught on camera with a prostitute in New Orleans in 1988. President Trump toured a new immigration detention facility in a remote area of the Florida Everglades surrounded by alligator-filled swamps. He says the detention site in the Everglades has built-in security.
They have a lot of bodyguards and a lot of cops that are in the form of alligators. You don't have to pay them so much. But I wouldn't want to run through the Everglades for long. We'll keep people where they're supposed to be.
Trump toured the facility on Tuesday with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, getting a firsthand look at what the White House suggests will be especially secure given its dangerous natural surroundings. On Wall Street, the Dow by 400 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people of faith voted for President Trump.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson, professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, says any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by parents who don't want their kids to hear those books. This is SRN News. The FBI has made its selection for a new headquarters.
The new FBI building will be in Washington, D.C., not far from the current J. Edgar Hoover building. The Bureau and the U.S. General Services Administration selected the Ronald Reagan building as the new location. It was home to the U.S. Agency for International Development until this year, when the Trump administration consolidated USAID into the State Department and allowed Customs and Border Protection to take over the building's lease. The Hoover Building, in use since 1975, had long been plagued by structural problems. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Trump administration is withholding more than $6 billion in federal grants for after-school and summer programs, English language instruction, adult literacy, and more. The administration says it's reviewing the grants to ensure they align with President Trump's priorities. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.